Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Big Show. Mike Max Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO 635. That is Central Standard Time here in the Upper Midwest. I'm finally putting all of this together. I'm finally able to quantify and articulate what it is that I've talked about for so long, and I knew it to be the truth. I just sometimes it was a little bit short on my knowledge base of what it is that I was trying to say, but I knew it existed. You ever have that? You develop an hypothesis, but and you know it to be true, but you can't quite explain it the way you would like to explain it, even though you know it to be true. That is your hypothesis. For a long time, I have educated many of you and shed light on a basic premise. And it is this. We are not a hockey state. We are not. We are not a hockey state here. We claim it because it's all we got to claim on the sports landscape. It is where we have the most productive piece, but it's a small sample size because so few states play hockey. We are a football state before that in terms of participation, in terms of all the things. And we'd send more guys to the NFL if you didn't have football in Texas, Arkansas, California, Florida, the same way that we do in hockey. But the other piece to that puzzle that is now becoming clear to me is just how much bigger basketball is in the winter than hockey in general. And I've long set out to, and I've thrown data at you. This is an era where I guess everything has to be data-driven, and I've talked about the fact that every high school in the state offers basketball, boys and girls basketball, but only about 40% of the schools, maybe 35%, offer hockey. So therefore, you've got a fan base built in through participation. And there's no doubt that that's true. Now, that doesn't mean that basketball people can't be hockey fans, but in general, you gravitate to the sport that you know the best. And the best way to know a sport is to play it. I've long advocated that everybody that works in the sports media should have to play sports in high school because you will come up with an appreciation and respect that you did not know how difficult it was to play those sports. And I think it should be a mandatory piece of it. Because you cannot accurately portray or even come close to understanding what these athletes and coaches go through unless you've had some level of participation. I know it's asking a lot for some, but if they can at least play through the high school level, and particularly high school football, I'm going to be real honest about this, because that's the one that teaches the most stuff, because it's physical and it's mental and it's emotional, and there's lots of different people, so you have lots of different stressful situations. But getting back to my original point, what I realize now, I was at the Timberwolves game last night. What I realize now is why basketball leads over hockey, even in the state of Minnesota. And like I said, there's a number of different reasons. Participation numbers, et cetera, et cetera, will tell the story. You can say, well, the Wild draw more than the Timberwolves for now. But if the Timberwolves get good, the ratings and everything else will go by the wayside, even though the Wild are really good this year. But a big piece of the reason is that in basketball, you not only have wins, but with the wins come amazing moments. You could go to a hockey game and there could be five goals scored and you might not have ever seen the puck go into the net. Something happens in front of the net, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, lights on. You accept the fact that it's a goal. You cheer, depending on. In basketball, you can't score 110 points without having some just unbelievable, magical moments. So now, when you look at the way the Timberwolves have played of late, in last night's case in point, close game, and then what happened? What happened, class, down the stretch? Anybody? What happened was, a young man by the name of Anthony Edwards took over the game for a stretch. And when he did it with such grit and athleticism and glory that it created such a buzz and such conversation that today as I go out and about, as I oftentimes do, and I listen to the people, I go to the health club, I go to the coffee shop, and I listen to what they have to say because they want to come up and talk sports a lot. And I cannot believe how many people in the last week have wanted to talk about the Timberwolves. But here's the other piece, and this is where I'm getting at. This is my conclusion, and this is where my hypothesis becomes complete. I realized it's not that people haven't come up and wanted to talk about the Wild or hockey in some capacity. It's that when they talk about the Timberwolves, they also talk about some specific moments. They talk about the dunk. They talk about the stretch. They talk about the three-point shooting. And they get very specific on how that moved them. And when you have a good basketball team and the ball moves and it flows like it does right now for the Timberwolves, you have these magical moments, a plethora of them at the end of the night. But they are very specific. How they made you feel when they did whatever, the alley-oop, the this, the that. It's different than hockey. In hockey, you may see your team win, and like I said, you may not see a real glorified highlight or the kind that you say, well, I can't wait to see that again, and I can't wait to see, get my phone here, man, that's got to be moving on social media. Let me get over to 10 o'clock news, because I want to watch that one more time. But in basketball, you see this. You see these moments. You see this where it comes together. You see Anthony Edwards come from nowhere, and the next thing you know, he's elevated, and he's doing something that in your wildest dreams you couldn't do, and you know that. And yet it's somehow relatable to you because you've played basketball, because everybody has gone and played basketball at some point in time. Or you've played Nerf basketball. It's something that you've done where maybe you've dunked it on the 8-foot hoop, whatever it is. And so there's something relatable to it, and yet there's something, because of that, because you've tried it, because you've dribbled, because you've shot a basketball, you understand how difficult, degree of difficulty, what that is, what he does. And you realize how few people can reach those heights, figuratively and literally speaking. And you're drawn to the conclusion that this is one of the most beautiful sports that you can ever watch. And when it's played right, that being the key in this market, when it's played right, it is like no other. It is basketball. It is the greatest athletes in the world playing against each other. And that's why, if this team continues to play well, and it doesn't have to, just playoff-type contention this year. With the big three, with D'Angelo Russell, with Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns, by definition, they're going to have to play at a high level for this team to succeed. And by definition, if they play at a high level, that means you're going to see these highlights that you're just not used to seeing. You're going to see guys make three-pointers with guys in their face from 25 feet out, and you know that that's plausible and it's possible because you've shot hoops yourself, and by golly, once in a while, you've knocked down one from that far out. And so you get it, and yet at the same time, you know how hard it is to do that. And when it happens, and they make it look so easy, you simply look in awe, and you say, my God, how do they do that? What in the world? How do these players ascend to that level? And when the game is played right and it's played like a team game, the other piece to this puzzle that makes this hypothesis again complete is that you get to also share in the journey of the emotion of the moment. You get to see their facial expressions. When they high-five, when they bump chest, when they come into a timeout after a glorious run of basketball. You get to see that. You get to feel how they feel because you see their faces. You get to high-five the person next to you because by extension you feel what they feel. And it's exacerbated because these people, you can see the emotion on their face. You can see, like in the case of Anthony Edwards, you'll see a joy sometimes on his face. And sometimes you'll see this look of just pure confidence. And once in a while you'll see a look of frustration, but you can relate to that. Now, none of that means anything unless they're winning games, because you will not emotionally invest in a team in Minnesota unless they're winning games. But when they are, you realize what a beautiful sport this can be. And you realize why it is that people gravitate to basketball more so than anything else. And you understand that, you know, hockey is an important piece to the state of Minnesota. No question about it. But it's more difficult to be great in basketball than it is to be great in hockey. And you realize that when you watch it. Because you know what it takes to be able to soar like an eagle, to be able to make that play, that pass, that something. That's different than anything else you see in life. And yet it's relatable because you too have been to a gymnasium. And you understand when you hear the swoosh, when you make a shot, what that feels like. But you also have an appreciation and respect because you know how difficult it is to get to that place where you get the swoosh. And when you do, it's pure magic. And right now the Timberwolves have some magic out there. And when basketball is good in this town, it blows everything away in the winter months. Vikings will always be number one. But after that, you give me a good basketball team in the winter, put a log on the fire and enjoy. Because it is like nothing else. We just haven't seen it enough around here. And suddenly we were being reminded of what that looks like. And the world is a better place because of it. When we come back, college football, I was sure of this when COVID hit. I was absolutely positive. That I understood what the net effect would be coming out of COVID on college sports. Was I wrong? When we come back, Sports to the Max at WCCO. So, Brian Kelly's going to get like $15 million to coach at LSU. And USC's paying $110 million. To the kid from Oklahoma to come turn that program into a winner again. I had many conversations with many people last year during the COVID, and one of the topics of conversation was that with COVID wreaking havoc on the ticket sales, when you can't have people at games, there was going to have to be a dramatic seismic shift in the way they finance college athletics. Then came the NIL, and the NIL allows for athletes to make money by selling their likeness and their endorsement, etc. And again, conventional wisdom told us when they start doing their own deals, there are going to be people that would have given that money to the universities. And so instead of buying, say, a billboard inside the stadium that advances their company, they're now going to be able to go directly to an athlete, pay them, and the university will reap none of the profits. And so, therefore, another dagger, another nail in the budget for big-time athletics. Between COVID and that, we didn't know how far they'd have to reach down, but we knew there were going to be significant cuts. So the University of Minnesota eliminates some sports, right? And so did other schools, institutions, and you kind of thought, well, okay, I mean, it's not ideal. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't look like financially, because it doesn't look like it's a big financial commitment. But it looks like everything is on the table now because of COVID. And everybody beware, because you don't know, you know, what price has to be paid because of COVID. And then, guess what happened? The greatest motivator there is. The greatest motivator there is. College football teams started losing games. And these were big, proud college football programs that were not used to losing games. And when that happens at places like LSU and USC, they will do anything to increase their chances of removing the pain. It's a pain and pleasure thing, folks. The pain of losing is so extreme on Saturdays that they will do anything to at least feel good for a Saturday. And so now they've reached in their pockets. Well, Tucker at Michigan State got, I think, 10 years and $95 million guaranteed. You thought P.J. Fleck was getting an inflation. Why did he get $500,000 more? He's now already at $5 million a year, not looking so good in the Big Ten. And I was convinced that COVID was going to clean all of that up and that they would have to come to terms with the fact that they were colleges first and athletics were secondary. And now you see that whatever it is that they use, whatever mathematical formula that they use to arrive and derive at what's important to them institutionally, somewhere, somehow in their budget, they can come up with the money to pay $15 million a year for a coach, or $5 million a year, or $10.5 million a year. Do you think if you're P.J. Fleck and you see the Michigan State coach getting about $10 million a year, and he's had, what, one pretty good season this year with a little bit of help and luck, and he's going to make twice as much as you? How does that work? So when you get done and you do the math, after all this happens, after COVID ravages us and you look at big-time college sports, here's the conclusion that you will arrive at. I guarantee you, if you study this the way that I study it, the way that you talk to people, when you have sources, etc., this is the conclusion you will draw. Not the hypothesis, the conclusion. There's a difference. It's this. In general, at the Power Five conferences, the football coaches are underpaid. The football coaches are underpaid because there is so much expected of them and they bring in so much revenue. The Gophers fired an offensive coordinator making $650,000 a year, coming off an 8-4 season. 8-4 is pretty good in these parts. And I understand that the offense was up and down, but you tell me a professor that would have gotten fired for what would be the equivalent to an 8-4 body of work? Come on. Come on. You will draw the same conclusion that I am. That football coaches are, in fact, and it's hard to say that, but they're underpaid based on the amount of revenue that they bring in and what they bring to the institution. At Alabama, the ancillary money, in other words, the parking lots that they own and the money that they make on merchandising and whatnot outside the stadium on game days, a great portion of that goes to hire the greatest professors they can bring to Alabama so it becomes a great academic institution. Good luck with that in Alabama. I don't know, I mean, and I don't even know why you try down there, but that's the goal and the mission. Today, Jerry Kill takes a job at New Mexico State. Just had him on the radio a couple weeks ago, and I talked to Jerry during the fall, of course, at TCU, but had him on with Pete Najarian and I. And he didn't go back for the money. He went back for the competition and because he loves to lead. But when you get these, and this is, to me, this is another defining piece of who should you root for in college sports. When Jerry Kill was here at the University of Minnesota, one of the things that he did, I'll never forget this, he had a contract on the table for $2.7 million a year. And, I mean, incredibly, so remember, he grew up on a farm in Kansas, right? $2.7 million a year one day you're making? And he had one of the people on his staff, he had promised a $20,000 raise to. Well, it turned out that in the administration, that got turned upside down because they said in that position, you're not allowed to give a $20,000 raise to that person because they are seen as an equal to other people inside the athletic department, and you cannot, those people are capped, and there's only a certain percentage that you can give them of raise. He says, I have a budget. And out of that budget, I elected to give them $20,000, and you need to honor that. And they said, we can't honor that because they're on par with other people, and those people is driven by, you fit into different categories. And so Jerry Kiel, who had $2.7 million they're waiting for, said, I don't sign my contract until you promise me that he gets his $20,000. Period. That's a real man, folks. That is a real man, and I hope he can keep his health at New Mexico State. When we come back, Leo Lewis. He played for the Vikings, then he worked behind the scenes. So the mental health issues, what does that mean when you're a professional athlete? And what can they do to help, i.e. Everson Griffin and others? Interesting conversation straight ahead. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.